Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Mem Beis, the third parak Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, the Gemara said that the usage of three successive buyers of one field is combined to establish a three-year chazaka. We assume Ma'ara knew about the sales and should have protested. Rav says, V'kulam b'shtar, this is only if all the purchases were recorded in shtaros, but otherwise we cannot assume the owner heard about them. The Gemara asks if Rav holds Edim Reisu Hukala. Witnesses' testimony does not have a voice to become public knowledge because Rav ruled that if one sells land in front of Edim and the land is collected by a creditor, the buyer can collect from other properties subsequently sold by the seller, presumably because those buyers were aware of this earlier purchase. The Gemara answers, L'kuchos inu absidu al nafshayu. Those buyers caused themselves a loss by not properly investigating if there was a previous sale, because although it may not become public knowledge, it can be determined through inquiry. The Gemara asks that Rav himself said that a loan made without a shtar cannot be collected from subsequently sold land because the buyers were unaware of the loan. The Gemara differentiates between loans, which are made privately, so the borrower's properties do not lose value, and sales, which are made publicly to attract buyers. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Ha'umanim, craftsmen, v'ha'shutafim, partners, v'ha'risin, sharecroppers, v'ha'petropim, and administrators, ein lehem chazaka, cannot establish a chazaka. Because they all have legitimate access to the property, their usage does not indicate ownership. Lo ish chazaka menichse ishto, a man cannot establish a chazaka in his wife's property, since he calmly takes her property's produce, v'lo ish chazaka menichse bala, and a woman cannot establish a chazaka in her husband's property, since he's obligated to support her. A father and son cannot establish a chazaka on each other's property because they would not protest each other's use of their property. And point number three, Shmuel's father and Levi taught in their version of the Mishnah that a shutef cannot establish a chazaka, and certainly a craftsman cannot. Shmuel taught in his version only that a craftsman cannot establish a chazaka, but a shutef can. This contradicts another statement of his that shutef kiyord b'rishustami, a partner is like one who enters a field to work with permission, meaning he's like a sharecropper who cannot establish a chazaka. The Gemara answers, had the nachinzo kulo, had the nachinzo palga. This statement is where the partner occupied the entire field, and this other statement is where he occupied half of the field. There are two opposite versions explaining this answer, depending on whether partners usually prefer to receive yearly benefits or alternate using the entire field for several years. Ravina answers that both cases refer to using the entire field, but the first case is Deis Badin Chaluka, where the field is large enough that it is subject to division, where each half is usable. Here, one would not allow the other to use the entire property himself, and doing so establish a chazaka. The second case is where the property is too small for each half to be usable, and they would commonly alternate using the entire field for several years. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, the Gemara said that the usage of three successive buyers of one field is combined to establish a three-year chazaka. We assume the Ma'ara knew about the sales and should have protested. Rav says, V'kulam b'shtar, this is only if all the purchases were recorded in shtaros, but otherwise we cannot assume the owner heard about them. The Gemara asks if Rav holds Edim Reisu Hukala. Witnesses' testimony does not have a voice to become public knowledge because Rav ruled that if one sells land in front of Edim and the land is collected by a creditor, the buyer can collect from other properties subsequently sold by the seller, presumably because those buyers were aware of this earlier purchase. The Gemara answers, L'kuchos inu absidu al nafshayu. Those buyers caused themselves a loss by not properly investigating if there was a previous sale, because although it may not become public knowledge, it can be determined through inquiry. The Gemara asks that Rav himself said that a loan made without a shtar cannot be collected from subsequently sold land because the buyers were unaware of the loan. The Gemara differentiates between loans, which are made privately, so the borrower's properties do not lose value, and sales, which are made publicly to attract buyers. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Ha'umanim, craftsmen, v'ha'shutafim, partners, v'ha'risin, sharecroppers, v'ha'petropim, and administrators, ein lehem chazaka, cannot establish a chazaka. Because they all have legitimate access to the property, their usage does not indicate ownership. Lo ish chazaka menichse ishto, a man cannot establish a chazaka in his wife's property, since he calmly takes her property's produce, v'lo ish chazaka menichse bala, and a woman cannot establish a chazaka in her husband's property, since he's obligated to support her. A father and son cannot establish a chazaka on each other's property because they would not protest each other's use of their property. And point number three, Shmuel's father and Levi taught in their version of the Mishnah that a shutef cannot establish a chazaka, and certainly a craftsman cannot. Shmuel taught in his version only that a craftsman cannot establish a chazaka, but a shutef can. This contradicts another statement of his that shutef kiyord b'rishustami, a partner is like one who enters a field to work with permission, meaning he's like a sharecropper who cannot establish a chazaka. The Gemara answers, Had the Nachin Zakula, Had the Nachin Zapalga. This statement is where the partner occupied the entire field, and this other statement is where he occupied half of the field. There are two opposite versions explaining this answer, depending on whether partners usually prefer to receive yearly benefits or alternate using the entire field for several years. Ravina answers that both cases refer to using the entire field, but the first case is Deisba Din Chaluka, where the field is large enough that it is subject to division, where each half is usable. Here, one would not allow the other to use the entire property himself, and doing so establish a chazaka. The second case is where the property is too small for each half to be usable, and they would commonly alternate using the entire field for several years. All right, so now we get our siman daf mem beis, and our standard siman is a mobster. A mobster. So here goes. The mobster who lost his field by not being moch of the three buyers who each bought from one another with a shtar was confident he would not lose another one to a sharecropper working a field, but was shocked when his mobster partner made a chazaka on another by eating from the better half of the field for 3 years. Once again, in slow motion. The mobster, that must be more on duff. Membeis. The mobster who lost his field by not being moch of the three buyers who each bought from one another with a shtar, which reminds us, in the previous daf, the Gemara said that the usage of three successive buyers of one field is combined to establish a three-year chazaka. We assume the Ma'arer knew about the sales and should have protested. Rav says, Makum b'shtar, this is only if all the purchases were recorded in shtaros, but otherwise we cannot assume the owner heard about them. So the mobster who lost his field by not being mocha, the three buyers, who each bought from one another with a shtar, was confident he would not lose another one to a sharecropper working a field, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses people who cannot establish a chazaka because of their access to the property, such as umnim, craftsmen, shutafim, partners, arisim, sharecroppers, apitropim, administrators. Because they all have legitimate access to the property, their usage does not indicate ownership. So the mobster who lost his field by not being mocha, the three buyers, who each bought from one another with a shtar, was confident he would not lose another one to a sharecropper working a field, but was shocked when his mobster partner made a chazaka on another by eating from the better half of the field for 3 years, which reminds us, Shmuel's father and Levi taught in their version of the Mishnah that a shutaf cannot establish a chazaka, and certainly a craftsman cannot. Shmuel taught in his version only that a craftsman cannot establish a chazaka, but a shutaf can. This contradicts another statement of his that shutaf ki yord b'rishustami. A partner is like one who enters a field to work with permission, meaning he's like a sharecropper who cannot establish a chazaka. The Gemara answers this statement is where the partner occupied the entire field, and this other statement is where he occupied half of the field. So once again, the mobster who lost his field by not being mocha, the three buyers, who each bought from one another with a shtar, was confident he would not lose another one to a sharecropper working a field, but was shocked when his mobster partner made a chazaka on another by eating from the better half of the field for 3 years. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf Lamed Ches. So the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a darolach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon. So here goes. The man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup, that must mean we're on daf. Lamed Ches, a davrolach, liquid, chicken soup. The man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, where the original owner was in Yehuda, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shal Sharatzel Zel Chazaka, there are three lands in Eretz Yisrael regarding chazaka, Yehuda, Eber Yarden, and the Galil. If the former owner was in Yehuda, and the occupant in the Galil, or the reverse, it's not about chazaka until the original owner is with him in the same province. Rav Yehuda disagrees and says that the entire reason a chazaka requires 3 years is so that if the former owner was as far as Spain, and someone occupies his field for 1 year, people can go notify him during the second year, and he can come protest in the third year. He holds a chazaka can be established immediately if the owner is local, but 3 years were instituted for an owner who is abroad. So the man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, while the original owner was in Yehuda, after he fled because he had unpaid debts, which reminds us, Rav said, Ein machzichin benichsei boreach. One cannot establish a chazaka of a fugitive's property. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a chazaka is based on the owner returning and protesting. But this boreach cannot return, and he holds, a macha shelo b'fanav is not a valid macha. Later, Rav rules, as the Gemara explains, that one can establish a chazaka against a boreach machmas mamun, one fleeing for monetary reasons, meaning unpaid debts, because he can protest from his distant location. However, one cannot establish a chazaka against a boreach machmas mardin, one fleeing because of murder, since he is afraid for his location to become known, because his victim's relatives may presume to take revenge, he cannot protest from his location. So, the man enjoying a hearty bowl of chicken soup as he tried to establish a chazaka on land in the Galil, while the original owner was in Yehuda after he fled because he had unpaid debts, was approached by a man who related the original owner's macha, which he had heard from a friend of two lame people who heard the macha directly, which reminds us, Rav taught an additional chiddush that even if you protested in front of two people who cannot relate the protest to the argument, meaning because they're lame, it's still a valid macha. The Gemara explains Rav's reasoning. Your friend has a friend, and your friend's friend has a friend. Although the two witnesses themselves cannot relate the macha personally to the occupant, word will spread through others until it reaches him. Daf Lamates, so the Simur Daf Lamates is a letter. So here goes. After the mocha wrote his macha in a letter, that must be on Daf Lamates. After the mocha wrote his mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope telling the Edim not to show the machzik but they can show others, which reminds us, Razvid said that a mocha must state, Polanya gazlano, who Poloni is a robber, for he took my land in robbery, ulamachar tavanale bedina, and tomorrow I'll sue him in court. If the protester told the Edim, well, temrule, do not tell the machzik that I protested, Razvid says the mocha is invalid since they were told not to tell him. Rapapa says that he meant, do not tell him himself, but you may tell others about it, and it will spread through the principle of Chavri Yisrael. So after the mocha wrote his mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope, telling the Edim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, which reminds us, Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan were asked how many people he required to witness the original mocha. Rechi Bar Abba quoted him requiring two Edim, and Rabbi Yavo quoted him requiring three. The Gemara suggests they argue about Rabba Bar Avuna's principle, Kol Milsa de Misamra Ba'api Tlasa, anything which was said before three people. There's no prohibition of Lashon Hora to repeat it, since it's certain to become public knowledge. So after the mocha wrote his mocha in a letter and sealed the envelope, telling the Edim not to show the machzik, but they can show others, they showed it to three people because they learned in Shmiras HaLashon that that's the way to guarantee everyone will find out about it, and told the mocha to be ready to send another one out in 3 years' time, which reminds us, Gila Bar Manyumi protested someone occupying his property before three Amoraim. He came the next year to protest again, but they told him it was unnecessary because Rav said, Kevin Shemichos Shana Rishona, once he protested the first year, Shuv Einu Tzar Chimchos, he no longer has to protest during those 3 years. Still, Bar Kabara said, he must protest at the end of every 3 years, otherwise the machzik establishes a chazak because he can reasonably have lost his shtar since his possession went unchallenged for 3 years. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool. So here goes. The Edim heard the owner of the pool. Pool? That must be one of Daf Mem, Mayim. The Edim who heard the owner of the pool make mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a shtar without having to ask the owner, which reminds us, Rav quoted Rav Nachman saying, mocha bifnei shnayim, a protest must be made before two witnesses, and he does not need to tell them, write a shtar recording the mocha. Since recording the mocha only benefits him, they may write it on their own based on the principle of zaknu adam shul b'fanav. So the Edim who heard the owner of the pool make a mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a shtar without having to ask the owner, and the Edim who wrote Moda when they heard the lifeguard describe how he was being forced to sell his big red tube, which reminds us, Rabban Rav Yosef said that a Moda is only written about Mande Lotzai's Dina, a coercer who does not listen to Basin's ruling. Otherwise, the Moda is disregarded because the purported victim should have summoned him to Basin. Abai and Rava said, Afil Alai V'Alecha, it's even written about people such as me or you because Basin may not have been available. So the Edim who heard the owner of the pool make a mocha about the swimmers who were occupying his pool, who wrote a shtar without having to ask the owner, and the Edim who wrote Moda when they heard the lifeguard describe how he was being forced to sell his big red tube, didn't notice the Edim trying to hide behind the lifeguard chair to write a secret Shtar Matana, which reminds us, Reviewed said that a Matanta Tamirta, a secret gift document, meaning a document written secretly, cannot be used to collect the gift because we suspect the gift is not genuine. There are two versions if Rav Yosef explained the case as where he instructed the witnesses to write the shtar in hiding, or where he did not instruct them to write it in public, the difference being if he said nothing. Daf Mem Aleph, so the Simur Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. It was a tough day for grandma. Grandma, that must be more on Daf Mem Aleph. It was a tough day for grandma when she had to tell a machzik to leave her property because his claim that no one ever said anything to me was invalid, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Kol chazak u'sheini motayna, any chazak without a claim explaining his ownership, eino chazaka, is not a valid chazaka. The Mishnah illustrates, if the former owner asked the machzik, what are you doing on my property? And he replied, shu'amar li adam davar ma'olam, because no one ever said anything to me, the chazaka is invalid, and he must leave. So, it was a tough day for grandma when she had to tell a machzik to leave her property because his claim that no one ever said anything to me wasn't valid. While two conflicting aides testified that her neighbor mistakenly rebuilt his fence on either two or three rows of her property, which reminds us, a flood destroyed the boundary between Rav Kahana's property and his neighbor's, and he mistakenly rebuilt the fence inside his neighbor's property. Two aides testified before Rav Yehuda, one saying he had annexed two rows of the neighbor's land, and the other saying he annexed three rows. Rav Yehuda told Rav Kahana to return two rows of land since both witnesses agreed on that amount. Rav Kahana protested that this ruling followed the minority opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree regarding contradictory testimony of two pairs of witnesses, one testifying the defendant owes 100 zuz and the other saying he owes 200. Sheish b'kol masai manet, that included in testimony about 200, is testimony about 100, and he can collect that amount, which all witnesses agreed on. So it was a tough day for Grandma when she had to tell a maksik to leave her property because his claim that no one ever said anything to me wasn't valid. While two conflicting aides testified that her neighbor mistakenly rebuilt his fence on either two or three rows of her property, and the man living in the upper story of one of her houses for 4 years was able to bring proof that the man he bought it from, who bought it from her, lived in the upper story for a day, which reminds us, a person lived in an upper story in Kashta for 4 years, and when the first owner challenged him, he responded, "I bought it from Pony, who I thought bought it from you." Rabbi Chiya told the Maksik, "If you have aidim who can testify that the person from whom you bought it lived there even for a day, I will award you the property, but not without such testimony. Since the Maksik has no proof or personal knowledge that his seller owned the property, his chazak is considered without a valid claim." All right, so now it's time to conclude our palm quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss the case of one sold his field and retained the trees, or sold his trees and retained the land? That's on duff. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number two. Which stuff for the case of the man in Kashta who lived in the upper story for 4 years and the proof that was required that the previous owner lived there for a day? That's on Daf. Mem Aleph. Good. Number three. Which stuff to discuss for whom a Moda is written and if Aidim must record knowledge of the coercion? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. Number four. Which stuff when the usage of three successive buyers of one field is combined to establish a 3-year chazakah if all the purchases were recorded in shtaros? That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Good. Number five. Which stuff when that a mocha said to two people who cannot relate the mocha, for example, if they're lame, is still a mocha because they tell friends who tell friends? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number six. Which stuff does the Gemara list people who cannot establish a chazakah because of their access to the property, such as sharecroppers? That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Good. Number seven. Which stuff that any chazakah without a taina, a claim of ownership, is not a chazakah? That's on Daf. Mem Aleph. Good. Number eight. Which stuff when a shutev can establish a chazakah? That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Good. Number nine. Which stuff if an occupant consumed a field's produce, which was orla shmita or kalaim, he does not establish a chazakah? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that an owner must make a macha once every 3 years? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.